friends, and thanks for checking out this Friday Facebook Mailbag, the playoffs edition of the Mailbag. We're in the ESPN and NFL Network room here at the stadium. That's why we've got these fancy backdrops around us. This is Nick Scherfield. I'm Drew Doherty. Let's get right to the questions, Nick. We got one coming from our good pal, Tina McKee. She sends in lots of good questions. We see her out at events all the time, and Tina wants to know, or wants to tell us, hope y'all had an awesome holiday. Thank you, Tina. What are your thoughts on the lack of urgency in play calling the last few games? Well, Tina, I don't think there's a lack of urgency when it comes to calling the plays. Kubiak calls those plays. And I don't know that there's really a lack of urgency anywhere, because the Texans have had a lot at stake in those last few games. I think, if anything, there was just a lack of execution. They didn't throw the ball to the right spot sometimes. They might have missed a block here. They might have missed a tackle. So it's all a matter of execution, and penalties have truly stunted this team over the last quarter of the season.
Yeah, Kubiak calling the plays on offense along with coordinator Rick Dennison, and then Wade Phillips calling the plays on defense. And like you, I don't think there's a lack of urgency. I think you said it very well, Drew, a lack of execution. And the coaches have pointed to that. You know, Kubiak's hard on himself, and Rick Dennison and Phillips are hard on themselves. They're saying they need to call better plays, put the guys in better position. But they've also said the guys have got to execute better, and the players, Matt Shaw being first and foremost of those, has said, you know, he takes responsibility for those kinds of things. And you look at the last game as an example against the Indianapolis Colts, where they had the chance to clinch the number one seed in the AFC. The Texans knew how important that game was. They knew what was at stake. They knew if they lost, they'd likely be playing this weekend like they are now. But you saw a lot of plays where they were taking shots. They took a shot down the field to James Casey on a play-action pass where he was open down the field, ended up being intercepted. You know, they moved the ball down the field pretty quickly after the Colts took a big lead in the third and fourth quarter, and then another interception in the end zone. And like you said, the penalties have really hurt them. 9 penalties in that Colts game. They've had 9 penalties, 11 penalties, 8 penalties in their last 4 or 5 games. Those have been the numbers. That's not going to be a winning recipe for football, especially when you're playing playoff teams, when you're in the playoffs now. They've got to get those corrected. Kubiak said that's been driving them crazy, and a lot of the players said they've got to focus better. If they clean those up and get themselves out of those first and 15s, or, you know, when it would be second and 5, it's now second and 10, or when it would be third and 7, it's third and 12, they've got to stop those. They've got to stop them on special teams and defensive pass interference penalties, extending drives. If they can clean up those mistakes, they get rid of those, a lot of those self-inflicted wounds, I think the play calling will start to look a lot better.
No doubt. All right, our next one comes from a guy who has hosted the Texans down in the valley. We're talking about our good friend Kayan, and Kayan has this. Hello, Drew and Nick. Saludos from the Rio Grande Valley and Los Tejanos del Sur. Just wondering, would it be too much to ask our Texans to wear battle red during the playoff run? Last time our boys wore battle red, they destroyed the Baltimore Ravens at home and sent a strong message to the rest of the NFL. Call me superstitious, but there's something about battle red that takes our Texans and the fans over the top. Take care. Have a happy new year. We miss y'all down here and hope to host you again in the future. Somos familia. Somos Tejanos. Go Texans. Thanks so much, Kayan. And it would be fun to see the Texans put the battle red on. I think everybody in the building would love that. Most of the fans would also like it. But you can't do it in the playoffs. It's only optional 2 times a year. You can't do it in a primetime game. So the Texans will not be wearing the battle red. You're going to see them in the deep steel blue tops, the Liberty white pants. And that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, the red is the alternate jersey color, the third color for the Texans after the deep steel blue and the Liberty white. So like you said, they can't wear that in the playoffs. That's NFL policy. If they were to wear it in the playoffs, it would have to mean it's one of their 2 primary colors. That'd be a petition they would have to do before a season starts, well in advance, maybe even a year before or something like that. I'm not sure the exact.
It's at least 1 to 2 years.
But actually, so yeah, it's not something they're going to be able to see. I'm sure a lot of fans will be wearing their battle red. The Texans will be in their blue, and they've done pretty well in the blue jersey so far at home. That's become their standard home attire. Of course, the red is always very fun to see, and fans always look forward to battle red. But I think, kind of like the World Cup in soccer, kind of like the Olympics, that's almost what makes it a little more special. I think the fact that they only wear it once a year, it only comes around once every so often. So that'll continue to be the case until red happens to become their primary color, which I don't think you're going to see happen anytime soon.
You throw Santa Claus in that mix, too, of things that are special that come around only
and
one
birthdays
time.
Birthdays and anniversaries.
Exactly,
and
exactly.
All kind of things like that.
Thank you for the question, Kayan. Our final question comes from Zach Salinas. Hey, Nick and Drew, enjoyed the show for the past 16 weeks. What seems to be the mood inside the locker room? Are the guys focused and ready to go, or do they seem down? Yeah, they are definitely focused. They're definitely ready to go. Down is not the word. It is something that's in the rearview mirror, the disappointment of losing the final couple games of the season. This team says, it's a new season. It's everybody's on a same page, 0-0, and they're trying to go 1-0 this week.
Yeah, they are. They're very locked in. J.J. Watt and a bunch of the guys said early on in the week that they were flying around in practice. The defense was flying around and having fun. This is the playoffs. Everyone's raising their game. Gary Kubiak said you could see it at practice where guys have taken things to another level, kicked it up a notch. And they said after they lost at Indy in Week 17, it's a new season. It's the playoffs. Kubiak said, yes, you look at the whole picture of the season that was. It was a good season, ended in disappointing fashion, but now it's a new season. Everybody's 0-0. It's the playoffs. Everybody's got a chance now. There are only 12 teams. They're in the playoffs. As Watt said, 12 teams, one goal. Everyone's fighting for that Lombardi Trophy. The Texans want to be the team that gets it, and they're going to start aiming towards that this week against the Bengals. So the intensity has been seemed to be really good at practice this week, and guys are fired up. Andre Johnson, is a guy who stands out to me. They know that these opportunities don't come around very often. Andre Johnson waited 9 years for his first playoff berth. Now he's got two in a row. Matt Schaub's never started in a playoff game before, his first chance to do so this year. A lot of the rookies, like Whitney Mercilus, saying they know this is an opportunity you get all the time. Yeah. So they're looking to make the most of it, fired up, and they've made the road harder on themselves than if they would have had the bye week and the home field advantage. But they still have a road that's going on. There are a lot of teams that are going to be watching at home. The Texans looking to get things rolling here, looking to advance to New England, and they've got to do it by beating the Bengals this week. Going to be a very tough matchup, but they're looking forward to the challenge and very locked in, very ramped up in practice this week.
Yes, they are. You are too. So am I, and we're so excited that you sent us in these questions. We'll do another one next week. Can't wait to talk with you. This has been a Friday Facebook Mailbag.